First Peter chapter 4, and there's a lot of the chapter I'd like to read, but we'll begin with verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. I didn't say it. I didn't have anything to do with saying it. If I'd have been the one that said it, they'd have said that I was trying to create a sensation. But the Apostle Peter said it almost 2,000 years ago. He said, the end of all things is at hand. Amen. And I believe it. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Amen. I mean, all the rest of that chapter's good. All the rest of it is great. If you want to, you can read it while you listen to me preach. And we'll see if you can read and listen to me preach at the same time. Some preachers don't want people to do that. Amen. But, man, they say that the human mind is so elastic and so adjustable that you can actually be doing two things at the same time. Amen. And so I like to talk about that seventh verse. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Just this side of Lexington, amen, I heard a little click and all my dash lights went out. My radio still played. My headlights were still on. And I could still see the the little blue light that told me the lights was on bright. Amen. And I didn't even slow down. I just kept barreling it up the road. I couldn't see my speedometer. Amen. So that kind of helped my conscience a little bit. Amen. And I kept coming up the road. And we got on up here to the bypass, got cleared down here to Princeton Road. Amen. And there was a state trooper, had a car pulled over right there at Princeton Road coming, going down. Amen. And I met a state trooper right there at the same place. Amen. As I was coming up the bypass, running my last mile home. I was in a mile or a mile and a half of the house. Amen. And that state trooper turned around behind me in the road, and I knew he had me. Amen. Because I couldn't see my dash. I couldn't tell how fast I was going. And I kind of liked it that way. Amen. And he pulled me over and walked up, and I rolled down the glass, and he said, y'all been drinking anything in there? I said, no, sir. I said, I just came out of a Holy Ghost meeting, preaching, praying, shouting, singing. He said, don't guess they had anything to drink there, did they? Amen. And he said, well, said, I clocked you at 66 miles an hour. The main reason I stopped you, he said, you haven't got any tail lights, and turn on your flashers and see if they work. And I turned them on, and they did work. He said, you got brake lights, but you haven't got any tail lights. I said, well, my dash went black down this side of Lexington, and I said, we're just about home. Amen. He said, you mean you're a preacher up here somewhere? I said, yeah. I said, can you imagine? I never thought about it. You know, state trooper pulled me over and me say I'm a preacher in a pickup truck. And I wondered what he thought about, you know. I asked him if he knew Ken Maloney. He said, I know of him. So I didn't know him personally. I said, I preached his funeral. Amen. Come find out this young state trooper was a Christian. He got talking about the coming of the Lord. And here I am. I've drove for 5 hours and almost a half. And I'm in a hurry to get home. But we're sitting beside the road with his lights a-flashing, talking about the coming of the Lord and the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. And I don't know whether it's because he clocked me at 66 miles an hour, amen, it caused him to think of the mark of the beast or not, amen. But anyway, he said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, they're going to have a time getting that mark on me. He said, on my head or on my hand or in my forehead. And we talked about the coming of the Lord and about the things of God for a little while. Amen. Imagine, folks, there's some folks out there that feeling the same thing that you're feeling. Amen. At 3:30 in the morning, I'm sitting beside the road within a mile of home. Amen. Talking about Jesus coming and the end of the world to a young state trooper who's a Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. And he told me to, amen, run my flashers the rest of the way home and have a good night. Amen. Praise God. That was God too, folks. Amen. Praise God. The end of all things is at hand. Now, amen, Peter, by inspiration of the Spirit, in another one of these chapters, said God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. He said, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Amen. When Peter said the end of all things is at hand, it's been almost two of those days. But if He don't come till the end of the century, Peter was still right, and the Holy Ghost had it cleared for him. That's just day after tomorrow on God's calendar. Hallelujah. Hey, if you knew how close the end was, amen, it either caused you to shout or give you the heebie-jeebies, one or the other. Amen. I was listening to the radio the other night coming up the road, and I was listening to a broadcast, and I got this Brother Stair comes on late at night on some of them big powerful stations, you know, and he's preaching to his congregation, and he says, now, he said, there's nobody here in this church tonight that's ready for the coming of the Lord, including myself. And I thought, they need a little more religion. Amen. Peter said something else. He said, make your calling and election sure. Paul said, examine yourselves whether you be in Christ, except you be reprobates. He said, there's a crown of life laid up for me and not for me only, but to all them that love His appearing. How many love His appearing? Say amen tonight. Praise God. Crown of life for them that love His appearing. Amen. Let your love light glow, because, woo, the end of all things is more at hand tonight than it was when Peter got carried away about it 2,000 years ago. Amen. Jesus came on the scene in Mark chapter 1, preaching the kingdom of God. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Himself set the tenor for the church of the living God and for all His apostles. He said, kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Boy, I mean, Mark, he didn't waste any time. He got to the point quick. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what they're trying to tell them all the time. Amen. Mark, he was that short-winded young preacher. He had traveled them long-winded fellas so long, he decided he'd be different. Amen. I mean, he was probably there when Paul preached all night long, and that man fell out of the wind and killed himself and had to raise him from the dead. Amen. And Mark decided he'd be different. What it took St. Matthew 28 chapters to tell, Mark told the whole story in 16 chapters. Amen. What it took Luke 24 chapters to tell, amen, Mark told the whole story and had the church going everywhere, God working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. In 16 chapters. Praise God. What it took John 21 chapters to tell. Amen. Mark told it all. Amen. One of his favorite terms was straightway and immediately. He didn't waste any time. He hurried on. Hallelujah. He gets to the goody quick. What's the goody? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The coming of the Lord's a comfort to the church. Our trials will soon be over. our mountains will all soon be climbing. Said, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, very last verse, praise God. 5th chapter says, amen, it's going to come as a snare, a trap on all the world, and they shall not escape. But you're not in darkness like they are. You're going to escape. Comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. The end of all things is at hand. Ought to start little wheels rolling in a child of God that's ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. The end of all things is at hand. Ought to start the joy bells ringing in the souls of the saints. Hallelujah. The end of all things is at hand. Bring us one day closer, one step nearer, the new Jerusalem, praise God, that star-studded jasper wall, gold-paved city with gates of pearl and palaces that are so rare and so rich and so beautiful, it's beyond description, hallelujah, but here's what Jesus said about it, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That's the same one that created those golden colors, those red colors that deck the hills as the leaves, amen, show their last dance in the wind before they fall to the ground and end their work. Amen. He's the one, praise God, that painted the sky blue and the stars silver. Oh, glory to God. He's the one that created the sparkling waterfall and everything beautiful, everything wonderful, and life itself. Amen. Came from His own breath. He breathed into Adam the breath of life, and the clay got up and walked around and saw the sunrise for the first time. Hallelujah. Amen. It took him 6 days to do all that. And he's been preparing us a place for 2,000 years. And tonight brings us one service closer to our great reward. Amen. Jesus didn't stop in Mark chapter 1, in the very last chapter of the book of Revelation. He said, behold, I come quickly. Jesus said that. I come quickly, and my reward is with me. It stirred such joy in John's heart, who had walked with him on earth, rubbed elbows with him, preached with him, cast out devils with him, heard him preach, and longed to see again one of the days. Jesus said that day had come when he had longed to see one of the days of the Son of Man. And now, Mark, Jesus is promising, John, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And John, praise God, takes on an exultant tone. And he says, even so. Amen. Just like you said. Even so. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen means so be it. Praise God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The child of God that loves Jesus is looking for His coming. He don't get to tuck head, amen, and come in with his lip a dragon when he thinks we're getting close to the end of the world. No! The Bible didn't say to do that. It said, lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. How many believe our redemption's draweth nigh? Stick up your hand. How many think it'd be good that we just rejoice about it? Hallelujah. When you see these things come to pass, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's what all creation's been groaning and travailing pain together until now, Paul said. And we ourselves, amen, we groan in the Spirit. Praise God. What are we groaning for? The manifestation of the sons of God, to wit, that is, the redemption, amen. That redemption includes resurrection and glorification, amen, and rapture and reward. To wit, that is, the redemption of our body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're groaning for. That's what we're looking for. The redemption of our body and a manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. The end of all things is at hand. Amen. Yeah, especially all bad things. Amen. The end of all bad things at hand. Amen. End of all the reverses. Hallelujah. Kearney Collins walked up to me at the funeral the other day, a funeral visitation of Susie Johnson's mom up in Middletown at the funeral home. And he said, "Brother Collins, are you ready for the rapture?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Jack Van Impe said he's coming in 98. Amen. I don't know if Jack Van Impe, the good Baptist, said that or not. If Kearney heard him or not. I don't think the good Baptist preacher, knowing as much Bible as he knows, would go that far out on a limb to predict he's coming in 98. Amen. If he did, he's made a mistake. He might come sooner than that. And if he comes in 98 and he's right, there's a lot of folks will presume on that and eat, drink, and be merry till 97.99. Amen. And then the last point, they'd get right with God. Amen. That's why, amen, God didn't let us know when he's coming, because people will be more prone to presume. Somewhere yonder in eternity, before the foundation of the world, when they ordain redemption by the blood, and one of them said, "If they fall, I'll become the Lamb." And they unraveled the plan of redemption before the foundation of the world. Amen. And then they talked about when he would come back. And he says, amen, maybe I should leave that up to you, Father. And so the Father walks away and thinks with divine, immutable, omniscient thoughts about when would be the right time for his Son to come back to the earth. Amen. Then he satisfyingly shakes his head and turns around and goes back to the one that we know as the Son and says, "The date's set." Amen. And I'll not tell you. And I'll not tell the angels. Amen. I'll keep this to myself. Amen. So 4,000 years later, Jesus said, "That day and hour knoweth no man. Not even the angels of heaven. Son don't even know." Amen. "But the Father only." Somebody said, Brother Pearl Robinson, we was talking about it one day, and said, "I believe he knows now." Amen. But I don't believe he does. And I'll tell you why I don't believe Jesus knows when he's coming again. I'll grant you he knows more about it than anybody else. And I guarantee you he could pretty well guess better than anybody else. Amen. But he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand 2,000 years ago. He said, "Behold, I come quickly," 2,000 years ago. And it hasn't happened yet. Amen. And he knew that time was with God. And it wouldn't be long. No, the date was set. And it wouldn't be long. And so he could say, "Behold, I come quickly." Here's another reason why I don't think Jesus knows when he's coming back. Because if he did, he would have told somebody. There's so many suffering saints in the world. There's so many godly men that have waded through fire, water, blood, sweat, and tears. They've starved and fasted, some till they starved to death, literally, for revival. Amen. I don't think that's wisdom. Amen. But when I was a young preacher at Thayer, Missouri, it was newspaper headlines about the brother that fasted till he starved to death. in the 50s for a worldwide revival. Editorial after editorial about it. Amen. There's many that have suffered much for the glory of God. Good men better than I have rotted in prisons. Roscoe Burns, amen, crying and weeping, tortured backs gashed with the whip, tortured, amen, with their fingers cut off one at a time, their ears cut off one at a time, their eyes gouged out, and they cried out to Jesus. If Jesus had known when he's coming, he'd already sneaked and told some of them. He'd have tried to comfort them. Amen. There's too many of them praying. There's too many of them gone through too much. Amen. I don't think he still knows. I think he's kept it from himself. Amen. In his work of redemption, praise God. Amen. The Father only knoweth. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost and the Son both have a pretty good hint. They have directions from the Father to tell us the end of all things is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Listen to this. Amen. He said, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, same chapter, 17th verse, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? Amen. Amen. Your end might come sooner than you think. It might come like Dale Barnett. He was one of the first fellows I made friends with in high school. We tied on the boxing gloves together. I was a little short and skinny. He was kind of tall, a little bit heavier and a little bit gangling. Amen. We tied on the gloves together. All indications, Gary, I didn't have a chance. But I got up between his long arms and hit him in the nose so hard that it ended the fight right there. But Dale Barnett became my friend. Amen. And he quit high school early. He went the same revivals we did. Went the same revival as his sister did at the Baptist church. He heard old Brother Mayfield, old Brother Moody both, amen, the Baptist church, and his sisters all got saved. And they'd come out and hold revivals, Brother Moody and Brother Mayfield, preach for us out at Big Creek, amen. And we heard the same preachers. But Dale didn't get saved. Amen. Joined the Navy. Came back out of the Navy. Farther from God. Didn't even finish high school. Amen. Headed up the road from Thayer, Missouri to Alton. On Highway 19, they had a nightclub about halfway. They called Club 19. It was a dive for a lot of people in sin. Amen. They'd go up there at that nightclub, drink, carouse, fight, gamble. Dale Barnett was on his way to that nightclub, and the end came. Amen. There was gravel on top of the pavement where they'd patched it. Dale lost control at a high rate of speed and turned his vehicle over and threw him out against a barbed wire fence and just rolled him down that barbed wire fence. Tore all the clothes off his body, and his clothes blew out across the field. And I looked down on the face of Dale Barnett, that boy that was my friend in high school. Amen. Good natured, jolly, happy-go-lucky guy. Amen. And his sisters got saved, but Dale didn't. Amen. The end came that fateful night. I visited the funeral home there in Mammoth Spring. They had one there in Mammoth at that time, a brand new one that they'd just built. And I looked down on the face of my friend of high school days. I was pastoring a church now, the Midway Pentecostal Church in Thayer, Missouri, about 18 years old. I looked down on the face of my friend, about my same age. And I thought, did Dale have a chance to get saved? Did Dale have a chance to pray through? And I pondered that question as I drove down the road across Spring River. There about the Gooseneck Cafe, some of y'all ate there when Dad's funeral, when you came down for Dad's funeral. Amen. Now, just about crossing the railroad overpass there past the Gooseneck Cafe, and it hit me like a bolt out of the blue. If the righteous scarcely be saved. Amen. What? Where shall the sinner and the ungodly and the sinner appear? For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Having it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? Stand with me tonight. The end of all things is at hand. What do you want to be doing when Jesus comes? What frame of mind you want to be in when Jesus comes? You ought to keep that attitude of rebellion that you got. That pet besetting sin that keeps dragging you down. Amen. Let's make our calling and election sure. Because if the end don't come for this world for a good while, ours is in sight already. Yeah. It's in sight. He ain't long. Come on. While they sang, Father, bless our broken remarks. Stir us, Lord God, in view of the end of the world. Thy soon coming. Your quick appearing. In Jesus' name.
Men often dream of far away lands with strange sounding
come on,
lips.
Miller.